We are learning Maseches Menachos Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning for the Mishnah halfway down the Amud, a new Inyan. This Mishnah is a new Inyan, and we'll continue for a few blot this Inyan. And basically the Inyan is, people who bring, they say they're going to bring a certain carbon, and they don't do it correctly. So here, or they do it correctly, and they can change it, we'll see different Mishnahs. So the first Mishnah talks like this. Ha'omer harei alayv ha'machpas. He says, he makes a neder, I'm going to bring a... It's an adava actually here. He says that I'm going to bring a mincha in a machbas. Machbas is a flat frying pan. And vehevi marcheshes. But he didn't listen to his nadava. He brought a marcheshes. He brought the mincha and he told the kohen, I'm bringing a marcheshes. They put it into marcheshes and they brought a marcheshes. Or the opposite. He said, I really like marcheshes. Vehevi machbas. He brought a machbas. The loch is masha hevi. It's a good carbon. He's not yoitza his nadava. He said he's going to bring a machbas. He didn't bring a machbas. He brought a marcheshes. Now, why is he yoitza his mit? So, is he not yoitza his nadava? Why is it a good carbon? It's a mistake. And he said, he said he's going to bring something else. Teretz is, he'll bring him a different adava. We see it's a different adava. You're right, okay. He said he's going to bring a machmas. Now he's bringing in a marcheshes. Okay, tomorrow I'll bring this machmas. But he says, he points to the flower. He says, Zu, this flower is a machmas. Zu lahavi machmas. Behavi marcheshes. Or he says, Zu marcheshes. This flower is by marcheshes. Behavi machmas. Harezu psula. It's possible. Because he was marcheshes mincha for machmas and he did it wrong. If you do it wrong, then you can't change it to a different kli. Like Rashi says, the cover kli shehiskabav, and yachal shenoyz kli, I can't change it. Now, a similar case, a similar thing where he did not do what he said he was going to do. Ha'imah re'elai shnei esroi nois, lohavi kli achad. The halacha is, usually a mincha is one isarin. He could bring a two isarin mincha. You can bring a 60 isarin mincha. So he says, I want to bring a two isarin mincha, one keli. That's what he says, that's my nedava. He brought in two kelim. Two kli sharis? Yeah, no, he gave it. He went over to the. He took the two shrines lines. He came to the kohen and said, "I want to bring two minchas." Even though he said, "I'm bringing one mincha," he told the kohen to bring two minchas, and kohen brings two minchas. And in this case, it's a problem because it becomes a chaser. Because his mincha was for two Israelis. And now here, if you do two Israelis, you take two kaimtsim. So it becomes a chaser. You took extra kaimtsim. Or the opposite cases. Behavi, he says, v'shnei kelim, I'm bringing two kelim. Behavi v'kliach, we're only one kelim. Here you're missing a kaimitz. The halacha is, again, masha hevi, it's a good carbon, because it might be for a different adava, but yidei chavos l'yotze, not yotze is chayva, because he said he's going to bring either one kelim or two kelim, and he changed. So now, the same idea, elu v'kliach, he says, this pile of two esrinus is for one kelim. Behavi v'shnei kelim, we're only two kelim. So it's not going to be yotze, because the maisa, it's chaser. And b'shnei kelim v'hevi b'kli achad. He said, "I'm bringing two kelim, bring one keli." Harei l'psulim is also possible. You know why? Because it's missing the kaimitz. It's missing the extra kaimitz. It's missing the extra kaimitz. Therefore, it's possible. That's very clear. The first half of this mishnah, that there's two types of changing what you said. Machbas to macheshes, macheshes to macheshes. That's one. And two kelim to one kelim, one kelim to one kelim. And there's a difference. If I say harei alai, so then the carbon can be brought. But if I say rezu, then the carbon can't be brought. Now goes the Mishnevite, similar. Harei alai shnei esroinis, and we'll give you a case where even by harei alai, it'll be possible. How? He walks into the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, harei alai shnei esroinis, lohav b'kliachan. Tells everyone around him, I'm bringing two isar and one kelim. I bring a big mincha, chashuv mincha. And behavi b'shnei kelim. And then 2 minutes later, you see him coming with two kelim. Amru loy, you tell him, what do you mean? You said b'kliachan adarta. You forgot? You have amnesia? You said one kli. V'amru loy b'kliachan adarta. And he doesn't listen. It's possible. But if he does it with two kelim, it's possible. He has to put it back into one kelim. What's the reason it's possible here? So Rashi says, the hashu lekele meimar l'shem v'dava acheres ma'isila, the kim the omru leg, the kli achad, he should have said, oh no, it's a different nether. He didn't say that. He should have answered, instead of ignoring him, he should have said, this is a different nether. He didn't say that, and therefore it will be possible. So tomorrow, Mishnevite, Harei alai shnei esroinos, lohav b'shnei kelim. He says, I want to bring two esroinos and two kelim. V'hevi b'kli achad, he walks in with one kelim. Omer loy, b'shnei kelim adarta. Hello, shnei kelim adarta. So he kriv b'shnei kelim sherim. Noshnu kli achad, k'shtei menochos shenis narvu. If you put it to one kelim, it's like two menochos shenis arvu. All of a sudden, the Gemara uses a living lashon, the Mishnah. K'shtei menachos shenis arvu. Now, what's the halacha of shtei menachos shenis arvu? The halacha we had before on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph is that if there's still both in the keli, they're both separate. I can take a koimetz out of each one, and they're not mixed. Then it's fine. Zog Rashi. Before also, when you're supposed to bring two keli and put in one keli, if you still give a koimetz each one by itself, it's enough. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos doesn't like this. Tosfos says that only in this case, the last case, is it possible. Because in this case, it started off that he brought up a shnei kelim, and then he put it into kli achad. So here it's better. Here you could say that it's already separate, and then I put it into one keli, and now it's still considered separate one keli. But before, earlier in the Mishnah, it never started off as two keli. In the first place, brought in one keli. And therefore, you can now say in one keli, it's considered two separate menachas, even though it can be kaimed each one by itself. Ayin Zevach Taido explained this. Once you taste it inside, look at Taito's Kishtei Menachas. Let's read Taito's inside a little. Kishtei Menachas on top. It says, Parmirma Kremitz Rabba, Im Yachal Likumetz Vizufneatz, Vizufneatzma, Kisheris. It's kosher. You can take each Kremitz by itself, lap psulois. Vahog Tainam Leel, Elo Havishte Kalim, Vahavi Bekli Echad Pesula. It's in a case, Kagoin, Tlo Yachal Likumetz Vikol Achneatzma, Kach Prez Vikuntris. But Vahoydish Leimer, and the Zevach Taito says, he argues on Rashi. Here is talking about Kunsh Omru Loy Bishtei Kalim Adarta. They told me you did two Kalim. Vekrivim Bishtei Kalim. The Maestro says, listen, he put in two Kalim. Then Vechazav and Ostav Kliachad. Then he put it back into one Kali. Vekamashon the Avabishim at Chila via Kliachad. Vekamakahavali Hashtag Kashtem Menachash in Esarbu. And Lefizet, it's only in this case, not in the case before. That's how the Zevach Taida learns. Zog the Gemara, Vetzricha. Why do we need, in the beginning of the Mishnah, we need a case where someone switches from Machmas to Machashas as possible, and then we have a case where someone switches from two Kalim to one Kalim to two Kalim. We get the idea. The Mishnah is a little about Richas. Why do we need both cases? V'tzricha. D'yesh minach kamaisa. By the first case, we understand that that's called a shinui, changing what you meant. You said Machmas, bring a Machashas. Avahacha, but the case of two kelim, one keli, okay, big deal. Avahacha, the ayin v'ayin machvas, the ayin v'ayin machvashas, they're both the same type of mincha, machvas, machvashas. What's the difference? Ema yinday nidu nami yotza. I have bought one keli, two keli, okay, I'm giving two astronis l'shamayim. It makes such a big difference, I put it into one keli. Maybe I'm still yoyitza v'aynada. Kamashwa, no. If I said two and I did one, then the halach is, I'm missing a koimetz, and the other way, I'm adding a koimetz, which is making a chaser, it's a problem. That's kamashlon. V'yesh min hach, only the second case, into kapalaglu. L'maisa, you're splitting it. You're making problems, the apalaglu, and you're missing a koimetz, you're adding a koimetz, something's happening over here. Av ha'asom, l'apalagbe, you're bringing the same amount of kalim, so it's a different kalim. Eim aloi, tzricha, you need both cases of the Mishnah. Torah abonim. Look to the b'raisa. Masha heavy, viday nidr liyotza. Like we looked at our Mishnah, it's a good carbon, but you're not yotzi neder if you bring the wrong keli, right? You bring a machash v'aster machashas, you're not yotzi neder. It's kosher because maybe you bring a new nedava. Like we said, this is not a case of elus, this is a re'elai. A re'elai of machvas, you bring a machashas, it's a good carbon, but viday nidr liyotza. Rav Shimon Omer, af viday nidr nam liyotza. You also yotzi viday nidr. Rashi says, two lines at the bottom, like kulam is in Pollock. The ksav kviyos at the mon alav klihu. So we understand he's arguing on machvas and machashas because he holds when I say a real machvas it means nothing. The ikup thing is the mincha. I bring a mincha, I'm good. But the guy with shnei kelim, it's a little bit more of a chiddush that even though he said I'm bringing two kelim, which has to have two kmitzas, now making one kmitza, that also is nothing. Kviyas demana he holds is nothing. Even two kelim, one kelim, also called kviyas demana. Two kelim, one kelim is nothing. And according to Rav Shimon, all these things will be yaitze yidei neder also because that means nothing. It says, if I pointed this flower and said, this is my machvas. The halach is, you can't bring machashas, and if you do, you're not yaitza. It's possible. Not only can I yaitza, it's possible. It's possible. Great thing, more about Tanya, Lekitchim Kli Sharis. The Brisa says that the Kli Sharis is not Makadashit if it's not the right neder. The Brisa is like this, if I say I'm bringing a machvas and I put it into machashas, there's no Kiddush or Kli, because it's a mistake. And so Rashi explains the kasha. So the kasha is, let me just take it out of the machkasha now and put it back at the machvas. Nothing happened. Oh my baya, loy kitchum likarev. What it means is not kosher likarev because it's possible. Of a kosher possible, it's enough to make it possible. I can't take it out and put it back at the other keli. Oh my baya, no limitation on our Mishnah. Oh my baya, loy shanu el shakavam b'shas neder. On top of kuf gimel and aleph now. This halacha, harei alai, is only b'shas neda. I could already be kaveya, and I could already say, and this is established what's machmas machash? It's only mishas and eder. When I say harei alai, but if I say stam harei alai mincha, and then avashas afrosha, then when I'm putting aside a flower, I say, you know what? I want it to be a machvas. Loy, you can't do that anymore. Once it's a mincha, then you can't change it anymore. You can't sit, but shas afrosha, you can't decide, oh, now it's a machvas or machashas. What? So mincha means either one. So you now, what's an afkamina you can't change? If I say now, b'shas afrosh, it's going to be a machbas, I put a machash, it'll be kosher 100%. Because a re'alai mincha is mashma all menachos, and the only time I convey what it is b'shas ta neder, not b'shas ta afrosh. A b'shas afrosh, how do I know that? Because the pasuk says, moitzeis v'secha tishmar v'sisa kasher nadarto l'ashem l'kecha. And we dash in kasher nadarto loy kasher afrashto. It v'nami, or v'achabach li nomor v'asi, omor v'yechron. The same thing, loy shonu el shakavam b'shas neder. This whole halachas of psul and not yitzi de neder is only gay if you convey a b'shas neder. A b'shas afrosha, even if you say zu, it makes a difference. Loy, kasher nedarta, loy kasher afrosha. It has to be b'shas the neder and not b'shas the afrosha. And once you say a re'alai mincha, you can't change it anymore. There's a whole chazanish over here, they're busy with a kasher, l'chayr, I made a neder, I can't make a neder, later on, so it's still a neder. But I ain't shum, and the mefarshim, that they explain that once you say a re'alai mincha, so then that's it. And it's very kavua that way, it's established that way, and I can't change it anyway, I can't make a puzzle, and therefore the lacha will be is that it's a mincha, it's kosher no matter what. If I say stam mincha, or if I say machbas, I can't change it b'shas tafrosh, or say machesh, it's too late. Everything goes b'shas, the actual neder, that's when you establish in your kaveya if it's machbas or macheshes.